healing light on the battlefield. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. 17-year-old Bill Martin was visiting Shiloh, a Civil War battlefield, and heard tales of soldiers whose wounds glowed with an eerie light. Bill's mom happens to be Phyllis Martin, a microbiologist at the USDA Agricultural Research Service in Beltsville, Maryland. She studies a soil bacterium called P. luminescens that glows pale blue.
So, you know, he comes home and, Mom, you're working with a glowing bacteria. Could that have caused the glowing wounds? And so, being a scientist, of course, I said, well, you can do an experiment to find out.
So Bill and his friend, John Curtis, did historical research and found that the bacterium could indeed have lived in conditions at Shiloh. But their lab experiments showed the bacterium doesn't live at body temperature.
Okay, well, this is a problem. But then they found that soldiers that would have been wounded would have had hypothermia, and therefore the body temperature would be lower. And sure enough, that was the key to the whole thing.
The bacterium appears to make an antibiotic that would have helped the soldiers' wounds to heal. Martin says the students are now working on identifying the compound. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.